Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. Good morning, and hope you're on your way to the golf course or to the farmer's market, or going shopping with your family, or taking a senior to work or to a church. But anyway, I'm Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning on 101.1. And don't forget, you can actually go to, if you have a Spectrum, YNT, hopefully you can add it on there. But Spectrum 883 is a digital channel if you want to listen to the radio show here at 101.1 on your television, by the way. And the only reason I found out, ladies, we're here with the YMCA ladies, is that my wife, I'm a big sports guy. I'm actually going to go golf after this. And I used to work out. I used to swim at the Y.
Okay.
And I watch TV all day long, but sports. Mm. I don't watch commercials, by the way. I DVR everything.
I love that.
No, I don't watch commercials.
Yeah, you got to do it.
I DVR everything. So I forward the button. My forward button, I have to change my remote every 6 months. The forward button gets worn. And actually, I got to replace it pretty soon. But anyway, my wife was saying, you know, Percy, you watch too much sports on a weekend. I say, hey, I let you watch Sex and the City. I let you watch The Bachelor. I watched The Bachelor with my wife. I mean, how many husbands watch Bachelor with their wife?
I'm sure she appreciates that.
Oh, she does. A glass of wine doesn't hurt. But anyway, so I tell her, okay, well, we'll listen to the show. So we listen to radio on the weekends sometimes. But anyway, I'll go off on tangents like that. I have dementia. I just like to talk and all kind of stuff. Anyway, we're here at the YMCA, ladies, and I'm glad you're wearing name tags because I'll probably forget their names tomorrow. Jenny, who is actually the big... You were like the big boss, right? In charge of membership and everything like that?
Not the real big boss, but I'm somewhat up there.
But they don't have offices, guys. They're all over the place. So yeah. You're going to get the cell phone number. And then, Sophia, you're the Kupuna programs.
Yes, person. I'm the director of the Kupuna programs with the Y.
And I didn't even know you guys had a specific Kupuna director. Yeah. You're so young.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so the position came about when we originally got our congregate dining grant.
Yeah. And when was that?
Last year, January.
Oh, yes. But you just came on when that came about?
I came on in July, so a bit after the grant had started.
Are you like an athlete? Why at the Y? Do you like to work out, or why Kupuna program?
Oh, as an intern, I was a student at Manoa, and for my internship, I partnered and worked with the Kupuna program as, you know, just on the front line, helping serve meals. And it was honestly my dream job to work in grants for elderly. So the position came about and I went for it.
Are you an MSW?
No, I just have my undergrad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Master of Social Work. I have dealt with the University of Hawaii. We've read many articles. I knew their gerontologists over there, so they wrote articles. But it's really good to see young people helping out. You guys are all younger than me, even though I'm not old. You know? It's funny. It's funny. You know, I play a lot of golf and softball, and I go to a store or whatever, and I go, "Oh, uncle, thank you so much." I say, "Who are you calling, uncle? You're 40 years old. I'm only 23 years older than him." So if you're under 40, yes, you can call me uncle. If you're 40 and over, you cannot call me uncle. It's kind of. You'll get there. Trust me, you'll get there because I started in this business at 42. I'm 63 now, so it's amazing how I've aged, but I haven't aged. You know, I still use the same picture 22 years ago.
Right.
You know? Hey, don't laugh. My clients can't see that good anyway, so they go, "Oh, Percy, you look so good." But anyway, and then here with Jenny. Now, Jenny, give us your background. Would you have a membership and you do everything at the YMCA? And I love the YMCA, by the way. I'm a member, not to be biased or anything, but you guys have great services. So tell us your role at the YMCA.
So I am the Membership and Healthy Lifestyles Program Executive, which... basically, going out into the community, working on partnerships, going to companies to try to help improve their wellness with their workforce, and then really helping all of the branches with improving our programs, our services that have to do with membership and fitness and wellness. So
I'm a member, and actually was talking to my son the other day. I started late in life. He's only going to graduate next couple weeks. And he said, well, I want to join the, kind of work out with my friends. I said, well, you're going to be leaving for college pretty soon, but is there a month-to-month place? No, you can't do month-to-month, can you?
Yeah, the Y is a month. Yeah. It's monthly. There, you can do a year-long commitment if you want to, but generally it's month-to-month. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Can I ask what the cost is?
So it depends on age. It varies. 18. So 18, I would say.
Not to put you on the spot or anything. You got to memorize?
I want to say it's like $34 okay. Yeah, per month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now also my wife said, oh, yeah, we should start working out. So I do. I walk 3 to 4 days a week, golf. What's the, you have a family rate?
We do. So families can be, it can be a single person with kids under, I say kids, but it's anyone in your household that's a dependent under 26 can be on your plan. And then we do offer like childcare for anyone who's under like 12 and under, because our, basically to get into the Y and use the facility, like the equipment and stuff, you have to be 13. So we do have child watch services that come free with the membership if you have a family membership. But yeah, we actually have family memberships that go up to four adults and then includes all the kids in the household as well.
And can I ask what that price is, by the way, off the top? Not the...
$130 something. Okay. Yeah.
Don't quote them, guys. Just go on the website or call the Y and ask them, because I kind of broke it up on them. They sent me a whole list of questions like most TV and radio stations do, and they'll send me a list of questions and things. But as you guys know already, I go off track quite a bit. But anyway, don't she's looking at notes. No, come on, no, don't worry about that.
It's happening.
Okay. While she's looking for that, Sophia, tell us what a Kupuna programs you guys have at the Y.
So our most popular program currently is our congregate dining program, which is at 7 of our Y locations: Kaimuki, Kalihi, Leeward, Mililani, Nu'uanu, Waianae, and Windward. So we serve meals 3 days a week. They're fresh and hot. They're free to our seniors.
All at the facility?
Yes. So meals are supposed to be consumed
every day
outside.
Hot?
Yes.
Who cooks all that much every day for 7 locations?
Oh, so we have our meal providers that deliver the meals to all of our locations every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And now, can I come? I'm over 60.
Yes. So anyone over the age of 60 qualifies for our program. You do not have to be a member.
You don't have to be a member?
No, it is open to the public.
I have to bring like my ID and my, I have to bring what?
Yes, we would prefer you bring your ID just to, so we understand who from the public is coming in, and as long as you notify our welcome center.
And so we don't have to sign up ahead of time?
So there is a one-time registration form.
Okay,
yes.
But I have to make RSVP?
And so when you're there for the meals, our coordinators will ask if you would like a meal Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week, because our meal orders have to go in a week prior.
Oh.
So that's how we get our counts for every meal.
And so like... is there a menu I can check out the menu? Because I love Italian food. do you have a menu?
Yes, we try
you
to.
Do?
Yes.
I'm only joking, Sophia.
So our menu is provided through our meal providers, and we try to pass that out for our seniors, because some of them do have dietary restrictions. Some only like fish or some only like chicken. So, you know, sometimes that is what they gravitate towards, and they choose not to get a meal on foods that they do not like.
Is it like a box or on a plate, or how is it? Is it buffet style? Or
so it's a plate and it's wrapped completely and it's kept in a warmer. And we typically get a side, which is either something with a little bit more sugar, sometimes a cookie. There's hapia squares that we have
given out.
Hapia
squares.
Yes. And we do give.
I don't like coconut, but hapia, I like.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Ted's. Do Ted's make that pie anymore?
Yeah, the chocolate hapia.
Yes.
Yes, anybody knows me close? That's all I eat, besides peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And pecan tarts.
Ooh.
Sorry.
anything else?
No, hey. That's really good to know. Now, do you have a capacity, a limit per location?
So we go based on an internal number, and we just try to ramp it up. Our goal is to serve 900 meals a week across all seven
locations.
Yes.
That's over 100 per location. No. So divided by three, right? That's a lot of meals.
Yes. Yes. So each day we're producing about 300 meals a day. So on average, about 290 to 300 seniors are served.
And does it sell out? People line up? And
Because the meal reservation has to be ahead of time and we have to go to those who are registered, we prefer that you register ahead of time. And typically, if it's past Monday, if you're trying to get a meal Wednesday for the following week, just make sure we know that you want a meal for the following week and we will put your name in.
And how long is it going to last? This is May of 2023. Like, you have a lot of, like, how many more years you can do it, or just your first year? Or?
So we are, this is our second year in the program, or with the program, and we're going till September of next year.
Okay. You might say, because I don't want people listening to the show next week and then find out Paul already.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're going to blame Sophia.
So, no. The program goes till September next year, 2024.
Totally free. No tip, nothing?
Nope. Completely free.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is there any other Kapuna program that you're working on besides that? Well, that's still really good.
But. Yeah, so that's just a small part of this grant, or actually half of it. And the other half is we try to plan activities that are geared towards seniors, like brain teasers, crosswords, things to get your brain working. We also try to do outdoor activities. We do have a garden club at Kaimuki and Mililani. They do work in their garden and everything.
You have a garden there in the back somewhere?
Yeah. So at Mililani, it's in the back.
And where's Kaimuki's at? I've been to Kaimuki's.
They have water towers now. So they have basically a vertical garden.
Where is that? In the back? By the parking area?
It's by, as you walk into Kaimuki, it's right behind the pool by the fence.
On the left side?
It's like
that side? Is it?
So when you're...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
inside or outside the property?
It's outside.
Okay.
Yeah, under the trellis.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. So that was something our kupuna really enjoyed doing. They had one, and we got two more, and it's kupuna maintained, and they're currently growing, I believe, like cilantro, some other like herb vegetables. So that's a big hit with everybody.
Now, is that aquaponics, or is that in the ground, or?
Nope, water tower. So it's above the...
Oh, it's a water tower.
Yeah, yeah, so the water just continuously cycles.
Oh, water tower. I don't know. What is the water tower? I don't know what a water
tower is. So it's this giant, how do I say it?
Kind of like a cylinder.
Yeah, almost. It's a cylinder. Okay. And then there's like pots that kind of like poke out on the side, and you can put seeds and soil in it. And it basically waters itself as long as it has a water supply, and it will shoot the water through or mist it.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, because during COVID, my wife started growing plants. And so we started with lily koi. And lily koi is easy to grow once you figure out that you need to put fertilizer in there. For the first 3 months, what's going on? So we went over to that place on Barrett Canyon. And said, oh, you got to use fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And boy, boom, it's season right now. We'll probably get 50, 60, 70 lily koi. So if you want, just give me a call ahead of time. You'll pick, but because my wife, trying to get my wife to make lily koi butter, which is my favorite.
Oh, yes. Yep, me too. Mm-hmm.
Put on. We don't use butter hardly at all in our house or salt, but lily koi butter. Oh, my
God.
Yes.
So that's really interesting because, so tell Lisa, by the way, thank you, Lisa, your marketing person, who I've actually known for many, many years because I'm a fraternity brother with her husband, by the way. Anyway, we'd love to do a story on that, and you get some great pictures because I love vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I like a steak and my ice cream, like I told you earlier, but really good programs.
Yes.
And it's something that I think we want to share, especially in a magazine. And radio show is great. And now we're doing some things with you guys in Kahala Mall later this year, event later this year. I don't know what a date off the top of my head, but that one's going to be really good. And then I think, are you guys going to be at our May 19th event?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Both of you going to go?
Yep.
We get both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But Kahala Mall one's pretty big. Were you there before that?
I haven't gone to the Kahala Mall.
We haven't done it
before.
Since COVID, but that's because Kaimuki has a lot of seniors, like Sophia knows, right? But yeah, so are you going to give out flyers on that meal program? Because, man, let me know. Can you let me know when Italian food is on the menu?
I know that we do get spaghetti. So I think that's the closest we got.
Oh, okay. All right. I love spaghetti, but. So are you guys going to bring flyers and things? We're really trying to get seniors out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really want them to stay active, and we really want them to be healthy. But meals is a big thing. Besides transportation, it's really big. And so, we get calls and emails from families on the mainland that we need to be able to figure out how they're gonna eat.
Mm-hmm.
We got a family member. We just got them on Meals on Wheels because the mother passed away, and so she was cooking all the meals for my relative's handicap. So he's on three. maybe I should tell them go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot too, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You don't have to be a member.
Nope. It's open to the public.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, good for you. Anything else that's going on? Now, I know you're at Kamiki, but you go all over?
Yes. So I try to make my rounds also just to help support all the branches on meal days. Because I know it can get very hectic when there's people receiving meals, plus with the activities that they do. We also do offer a group exercise class with the program. So those classes are geared for seniors. Like
the Tai Chi program?
Yes. So we do have I think maybe five of our branches. We still have our Tai Chi for arthritis and fall prevention classes. And we also have a health promotion grant, also through EAD, that pays or funds our Leeward classes, two classes a week, and it's a session based. So it's a 10 week session, 16 classes to complete it, and we do pre and post assessments, and then you can evaluate yourself at the very end.
Is that the one for arthritis or fall prevention?
Fall prevention and arthritis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So EAD guys, the Elliott Affairs Division, they do a lot of work around town. They have a lot of grants, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. So when you say fall prevention, is it specifically Tai Chi?
Yes. Yeah, so the whole program name is Tai Chi for Arthritis and Fall Prevention.
Yeah, so our Clint Evans mm-hmm. at Kamiki was on our show about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's actually going to be doing some things at Windward Mall, I mm-hmm. believe.
Yes.
And our Aging in Place event. Have you been, well, you guys are kind of new. You've been in, Jenny, how long have you been in Hawaii now?
15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So have you ever been to an Aging in Place event?
I don't think I have, actually.
So this year is August 12th.
Okay.
All in one hotel. We have six rooms of speakers. And then we replay that in the afternoon. So we have a morning session, afternoon session. And we're going to get about 2,000 people there throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
But Clint's going to be speaking over there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, he can talk a lot. You know, that's his heart, you know. But I think it's really important. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken that Tai Chi?
No, I've never taken it, but I've definitely seen it. So I can definitely see how it's very beneficial for a lot of our seniors.
Only reason why I tell you that was, we brought in somebody from Hawaii. I think his name was Tony at the time. He was at Nuanu, and we brought him to Lana Kila Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a nonprofit for our industry called Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society,
mm-hmm.
HPGS, and so we had him come and do a session for us professionals in the industry, right? I had about 35 people there, and I think I was like one of the older people there. Not that I'm old. So I was next to a couple of my friends. We're doing the Tai Chi, you know. Guys, if you ever done Tai Chi, I think you might have to be over 40 or 50. But if you're not over 40 or 50, it might be kind of hard because – so I'm slowly – and I'm kind of antsy, as you can tell, but doing the slow motions, and I look to my right, my friend's on her phone doing the Tai Chi moves. I said, I don't want to mention her name. I said, what are you doing? This is too boring. It's too slow. I said, well, you know, so what are you doing? She's reading her email while she's doing
oh
the motion.
My God.
No, seriously. So I was telling my people, yeah, I think you got to be like over 50, 60 years old. But some of us haven't slowed down, but you got to slow down.
Yeah.
Isn't that really the purpose of that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And I definitely want to take more classes on that besides yoga. But it's great program, and mm-hmm. I think it's really, really important, especially for arthritis. I was actually on the arthritis board several years ago because I found out arthritis, more people get arthritis than almost any disease out there. Mm. It's over 65%. I can't remember what the figure was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like crazy. Almost everybody gets it. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing that. I want to go kind of drill down to more specifics later on, but Jenny, we got 5 minutes on this session. Give us a background or give us more information about why people should join the YMCA.
So the Y has something really for everyone, all ages, all abilities. We welcome everyone. We offer financial assistance. We don't want finances to be a barrier, you know.
Okay, we always want to drill down to what does that mean?
Right. So
what does that mean?
So basically when you come in and you're seeking a membership, we can talk to you about just – if you feel like you might qualify for financial assistance or, you know, you look at our rates and say, oh, that's not really something I can afford because mm-hmm. I'm on a fixed income or something. We basically just set up an appointment with you, go over some financial stuff, and get you situated. So up to 60% off is what we offer for financial assistance off our membership rates. And so, like I said, we just, you know, we want everyone to have access. We don't want finances to be a barrier. So
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Up to 60% off. So that's like $20 or
something. It could be. Yeah. It could be as low as, you know, $20. So what's great about that is every year the Y does a fundraising campaign called Annual Campaign. So the community and, you know, some really great donors and sponsors come together to help fund that. And that gives people who may not normally have access the ability to, you know, get a Kapuna membership or take swim lessons or safety around water or experience camp. So we really want finances to not be a barrier to have access to all of our programs and services.
So important, guys out there, because I don't know about you guys, but I don't like hospitals. So you want to stay out of hospital, you don't have medical expenses, exercise and get to the Y. But you guys have a lot of great programs over there. I was swimming for a while. I loved it during COVID. Well, when a point where you could reserve their lane.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't reserve the lane, so I got to swim with somebody I don't know.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, there's
the reason why I stopped. Seriously,
there's definitely still times, off times, where you can still get your own lane, but it, you know, you just kind of have to be flexible with it. But it's nice to see that people are back and being active again. You know, so since we're talking about fun activities, have you gotten into pickleball at all? Have you tried that yet?
I play. My niece is the best in the state.
Okay. The best in the state?
He's won a state tournament.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we have that at a couple branches. Nuuanu, we've taken our indoor basketball court, put down three pickleball courts, and we got folks playing in there. Yeah, indoors. So that's really been picking up. Mililani.
Is that on a set schedule?
Normally it is, yeah. And you can, there are times you can just walk in, and there are reservation times as well.
Is it pretty full?
It just depends on the time that you come. You know, if you're there in the morning, like around 8, 9, 10, it's pretty busy. But there are other times throughout the day that that's offered. So,
because our cover story for July, August is pickleball.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know if Lisa knows that. Your marketing
person. Well, we're working I need to let her know.
By the way. Give me information ASAP.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we are working on it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story a little bit about pickleball. Okay, we're here with the YMCA with Sophia and Jenny. We're going to come back in a little bit, so hang on. Don't turn away. Don't turn off your TV. Don't have to turn off your – by the way, you can look on your smartphone, by the way. Your phone, just Google generations808.com. You can watch it, listen on your phone.
Awesome.
All the resources are there, too. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy E. Howard, your host, every Sunday morning here on 101.1. And as you guys know, my day job, I got involved, and I know these ladies probably don't even know my background. I got involved in mortgages when I was 28 years old in 1988. And then in 2002, somebody goes, "You know what a reverse mortgage is?" I said, I don't know. What do you mean, kind of know? I took a class for like 2 hours and walked out of that class going, "What was that?" I was in finance since I was 28. At 42, I got into reverse mortgage business. But in a roundabout way, that's how I got involved with seniors. The reverse mortgage for people over 62.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when I would talk to people, I had no clue about retirement planning, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I knew what Alzheimer's was a little bit, but I didn't really know. So I started radio and television. So that's here I am. And the wise guys have done a great service. I will get back to I've been telling the guys I'm going to go back swimming because they still swim. But I've been playing more golf, and I love to walk and get outdoors and get some vitamin D and sun and get fresh air and clear my head. And if I hit the ball far, I hit the ball short, hit the ball left, right, I don't really care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not about the score while getting out there. But, yeah, so, guys, pickleball is at the YMCA. Now, which courts, which?
So, Nu'uanu has the indoor courts, no, and Mililani has as well. So, they actually just, Mililani just resurfaced their basketball court. It is outside, but they also put down pickleball like the lines and everything, and they have a really nice setup out there. So if you're out there in the mornings, everyone gets together and plays, and they're really having a good time mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah, my nieces play tennis in college, so we're actually going to do a cover story on July, August issue about pickleball because City and County is renovating. So are you planning to expand to other YMCAs, like in Sophia once, pickleball?
I think we're assessing what we have space for and just trying to see where we can fit that in for sure because it is such – it's so popular right now and people are excited and they're having fun and so it's great to see that. And if we can incorporate it more, we definitely want to. Yeah,
pickleball is easy. You know when pickleball started? In the 60s. And they can't even tell you why they call it pickleball.
I have no idea.
Did an ESPN story about it. They went back to the original court. I think it was Oregon and Washington, the original court, and the guy was there. And they asked him, how did pickleball start? And he couldn't answer the question. He thinks he doesn't remember, by the way. He thinks it was a dog, but he wasn't quite sure. The dog's name was Pickles. I don't know. Anyway, it's a great, great game. I played it one time with my niece.
Okay.
And I play for like 2.5 hours. I'm an athlete. I'm not a very good tennis player, but pickleball is much, much easier.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. I sweated like crazy. Unfortunately, playing 2.5 hours, I'm like an all in or nothing. So I was like playing like nonstop. Came back home, telling my wife, man, it was a lot of fun. Sit on my couch. I got to take a break. Sit on my couch. 20 minutes, half an hour later, I'm trying to get up on the couch. I couldn't get up on the couch.
Yeah.
It's your back. Be careful about your back because I may be overweight, but I'm pretty athletic. I couldn't get out of my couch. My back was all, because all you're doing is actually you're not running full speed anywhere.
Right.
You're bending up and down. Have you played pickleball?
I've played a few times, yeah.
You just went bending like that, and my back was so sore. Luckily, I built a jacuzzi in my house when I renovated it 5 years
ago.
Nice. When you get older, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, best thing I ever did. No, for when you get older, your joints and everything, because I have a lot of old sports injury, your joints and muscles. But I'll tell you, I had to play. It was a Friday night at some school, and Saturday morning I had to golf. And I was ready to call my friend that I can't go golf the next day.
I was going
to
ask you, because normally it's the next day that's the worst, or even the day after the day
Unless
after.
Unless you have a jacuzzi.
Right. Yeah.
Sophia laughs. Yes, jacuzzi. I was in the jacuzzi about 20 minutes, got out of there, went to bed, got up in the morning, I felt 100%.
Nice.
I didn't even feel like I had played pickleball. But it's a lot of fun, guys. In fact, my niece bought me for Christmas last year or year before that, a pickleball racket, a wiffle balls, and a little pouch thing you put everything in.
Oh, nice.
I definitely want to go play again. So the pickleball courts, guys, man, if the seniors find out, it's going to get crazy over there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think majority of our pickleball players are seniors.
Yeah.
At Mililani.
Oh, yes.
There's
for sure.
A few dozen of them that play every morning.
It's like Mahjong. Once they find Mahjong, they won't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Kamakee probably doesn't have much room over there for your pickleball. Do you?
I don't think so.
We were talking about where the basketball court is. So we're thinking about some things potentially, but you know, we have to measure, you know, in terms of like parking and people who want basketball, what's going to be the best fit. So
are people coming back to since COVID to the Y?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's, you know, when COVID happened and you just really couldn't go anywhere, we tried to do our best to get out with and kind of get out in front of it with we were doing live stream classes. We filmed some on-demand classes like Silver and Fit. We're doing Parkinson's and stuff like that for people who weren't able to really leave home. And now that, you know, I think people definitely feel more comfortable being out. It's great to see everyone back. We have kept a lot of our live streaming. So For a while, I was teaching Parkinson's class, and what was great is we'd have 10 or 12 people in person, and they, you know, still had their masks on. That's great. We're still socially distancing. And then, you know, we would have 10 people come on the live stream from across the island to just join wherever they were because either they didn't want to drive or it's just more convenient, you know. So that's kind of one of the nice things we still have going for people who maybe can't drive or just don't have access. We're doing a lot of live stream classes still as
great.
Well. Yeah.
So my ears perked up, by the way, when you said silver and fit.
Yes.
What? Tell us, our audience, what that is.
So Silver and Fit is a class that can be done seated or standing, and it's basically geared towards, you know, older adults, seniors, and focuses on strength, cardiovascular, flexibility, balance exercises, really like activities of daily living so that they can just, you know, continue to either get stronger or maintain what they have. You know, that kind of functional fitness that you use in everyday life kind of stuff.
Oh, is that all the YMCAs?
Yeah, pretty much every Y has.
Is that every day, every week? Is it a program, set program, or?
I think it's every week. Each branch has it at least once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, probably more, really, to be honest with you. But we do, like, so we have in total about 250 classes going weekly of just every kind of format. But of those, at least probably 10 or 15 per day are seniors, geared towards seniors. So there's a lot open.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, you still have that app to check out programs, stuff like that?
Yes.
I know during COVID, you had to sign in via the app, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, 'cause I used to do that for the Y. When they had your own lane, not anymore. But okay. I'll
provide that feedback.
No, don't get mad. At least they go, no, that guy's been shut off. No, it's fine. The people are so nice over there, and it's so funny how I've run into so many people over there. A buddy, I used to be in a restaurant business before I got into finance, you know, like the early 80s. You weren't even freaking a thought yet. And I ran into a buddy of mine I used to work with back in like 82 to 85. Like, wow, he'd be tired. So hello, Stanley, if you're out there listening. He reads a magazine. But he starts working out over there. And a friend of mine, Wayne, who I golf with, like walked in the locker room, like, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm working out here. And it's amazing. They work out 5 days a week.
Yeah.
They're there every morning. It's like social club.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. You know? It really is. Yeah.
I want to ask them if they play pickleball, though. I think Stanley might play pickleball. I don't know about Wayne. But anyway, don't ask fan. I think it's great. Do you guys get in? I don't want to ask this question, but it's not on your list to me. But you're not part of Medicare, right? You don't have a Medicare program?
Well,
that would be good if you could.
So, in terms of like, we do have
benefits.
Silver, right? So Silver and Fit is something through Kaiser that they can get. That's basically a free membership
right.
You know, I want to say it's over 60.
Yeah.
Now,
they're in the magazine. That's
right. Yeah. And so, beyond that, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to talk to HMSA.
Yeah.
Or one of those other providers, or Ohana Health, or WellCare, or United Healthcare, or man, I don't want to leave anybody out, you know, or Lower Care, that find out if they can do that kind of benefit. You know?
Yeah, I feel like Silver and Fit may be also with HMSA
as well. Yes, I think under one of the.
Yeah, but it's only at Kaiser, though, right?
Kaiser and I think HMSA as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kaiser's great. I love Kaiser. Anyway, so. What are some of the key benefits that your members feel that the YMCA provides for them? We'll start with you, Sophia, since you're the youngest one here.
I think the Y, from what I've seen through my program, is the community that it builds. And for me, that's where I take pride and joy in, and that fills my cup. Like, we've seen birthday parties. Last year, we celebrated 200-year-old birthday parties. So that was wonderful events. That one was out in Mililani and the other one is at Kaimuki, and they both had parties to celebrate being 100 years old, and they're still walking, and it's quite amazing. And that's seeing that community come together to put together events. Pickleball brought so many seniors together.
How long have you been doing pickleball, by the way? How long have you been doing pickleball?
Nuwana's been doing it for at least a year. I'm not sure.
Really?
Mililani, the last maybe 6 months or
six
so.
Months.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And we've seen Mahjong groups. We have a Mililani group. We have a Windward group.
You have Mahjong at the YMCA?
Yes. They
really?
During program, they have an option to play Mahjong. And I think at three locations, Leeward, Mililani, and Windward, they have between, altogether, I think about 24 people that play Mahjong.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they're pretty intense. They sit down.
Don't get in the way of a lady playing Mahjong.
They can play for hours.
Oh,
yes.
Easy.
Crazy.
Wow, good. What made you want to do Mahjong?
They originally, I think a few of them at several locations wanted to learn how. And I think each branch had volunteers to teach. And then it just boomed. There's people playing Mahjong, still teaching it to each other. And I know we're looking for volunteers to help teach at Nu'uanu. And I think, you know, bringing that Mahjong community together would be great.
Yeah, that absolutely. I mean, I would have never thought of Mahjong, so mm-hmm. I give you guys kudos for that, because I'm a numbers guy. I'm mm-hmm. a finance guy, right? So I love numbers. I love cards. Mm-hmm. You want to play Pepito? Any day. I love Pepito.
Yeah, so it all blossomed from there. Then they all wanted to learn how to play Hanafuda. So we have a small
Hanafuda is another. Yes. We did a story on that. That's interesting. That'll bring back that. You want to bring back seniors. That'll bring back seniors.
Yes.
Well, you know what you got to do? You got to find. So I work with the Sitting County Parks and Recs quite a bit. And what we're finding was they have like 28 senior clubs on this island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What they're finding, this is started about 5 years ago when I'm an academic of senior stuff. And I said, you know what? When I'm 63, I'm not going to go to the senior center to do the stuff these seniors are doing. I need to find other things that are more interesting, like pickleball or interesting. I like Hanafuda and Mahjong, mm-hmm. but just different things that's going to attract them, because, yeah, as a person, I mean, I'm not a senior, even though I'm 63. They're not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're pivoting a little bit to create different things. Like, you know what's big at the, I don't know about the why, but Sitting County, they have a pottery, which is big.
Mm-hmm.
They love to do pottery. They have big kilns over there.
Oh, wow.
In fact, they have former teachers from UH teaching class at over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So Nu'uanu does have, they have like clay stuff as well for youth and adults.
Mm-hmm.
That's only, right now it's only at the Nu'uanu branch, but.
You have a kiln back there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a hobby for my wife. Seriously.
Well, you can find info on our website.
Wow. Yeah. So what other different things that I would never have thought to be at the Y? What other class?
We have like Ikebana at Nu'uanu. Mm-hmm.
Ikebana, for real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I've never thought of that one.
Yeah. And then kind of our typical
Ikebana
stuff.
Is the one with the...
it's like the arrangements. Yeah.
No, but okay, flowers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But not... Oh, that's bonsai. Bonsai is a little tree thing.
When right.
You cut it and nip it. And,
yeah.
No, my house, I bought, the lady was an Ikebana lady.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, in our garage, we have shelves and shelves. So when she made stuff, she.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what crazy. okay, what other interesting programs you got? Guys, this is really good information.
Yeah. So I mean, we've got ukulele at Windward. That's also live streaming.
We did Auntie Carol Lee.
Okay, yeah.
Cover story like 3 years ago.
Yeah, and she's still going with her hula at Nu'uanu for its youth, wahine, and the kapuna.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mililani has that. Yeah,
like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take hula?
I used to, not anymore. Yeah.
Hey. You gotta diversify. Don't only do work. You need to be able to have a balance in life.
Yes,
try. Seriously. Okay, what else? What, guys? This is good information.
I know. I think other than that, there's a lot of more like youth-centric mm-hmm. programs. But we also have, I mean, we've got, like I said, 250 classes of pretty much everything you can mm-hmm. think of: water aerobics, Tai Chi in the water. It's like Tai Chi, but in the pool. That's great for flexibility,
that
for
the,
arthritis.
Is that the mermaids over there in Waipahu?
Well, we also have the mermaids, too. Yeah, Windward has mermaids as well.
You did a story
on
them in the magazine.
Yep. So, well, this is more of like movement, flexibility, mobility kind of stuff. Yeah, so huge, huge variety of classes.
That's really important. Yeah. I tell everybody, get in the water. Like I was talking to a friend of mine last night, my classmate last night. He goes, oh, I go work out. I said, what do you do? I said, I go on a treadmill for like 3 or 4 miles. I said, what else you do? Lift weights for 15 minutes. Okay, what else you do? What else did he tell me he did? Stretching or something like that. I said, that's all great, but you got to do some strength building, and you need to do more side by side movement kind of things, you know, like swimming.
Yeah.
So do you do any like strength building kind of thing, like circuit training or anything like that?
In the pool?
In the Y.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have tons of strength and cardio equipment. Free weights, functional.
You know, by the way, you raise your heart rate up and down. What do you call that?
Oh, like HIIT?
Circuit training.
Like circuit training. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got classes for that at pretty much at every branch as well. Yeah. And we do have like pool boot camps. So if you're interested in pool kind of stuff.
Pool boot camp?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically like a circuit in the water. So you're using the resistance of the water to, you know, strengthen your muscles, get your heart rate up, all that kind of stuff.
Here's a good one. Do you do rolling?
I know we used to have foam rolling. Foam rolling.
The fascinator roll.
Oh, okay. We have done workshops on that. Yes. Yeah.
You got to have that.
Yeah.
Because I tell everybody about that. See, as a publisher, I get a lot of stuff sent to me. And I see stuff around town. So I had to call up Anthony Crisco, the expert, the fascinator guy. He was on a radio show. I have his thing. I do it every once, twice a week. But I found so much benefit to that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't done his specifically. No.
See, the foam roller, I'll never go back. Never go back. It doesn't do anything for you compared to the fascinator roller.
Yeah.
I call it self-inflicted pain. No, seriously. Yeah. It's painful.
Yeah.
Because you're putting a body weight on this. It's a PVC pipe with a sock on it. Mm-hmm. But you can't make it yourself. Trust me. I've had friends make it. Don't work that way. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I think it's a special sock or something. But anyway, yeah. And you do it for an hour. So my friend Fran teaches a Manoa. I said, Fran, what are we going to do? So we're going to roll. How long? For an hour. What are you going to do for an hour? Roll from your toes to your Achilles to your plantar fasciitis, your calf muscle. Everywhere. I rolled my shoulder. I had two shoulder surgeries from baseball. And man, I was surprised. Your limp nose? You should do that.
Yeah.
You want something that younger people are going to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't know about it. Very few people know about it. But when Anthony, he has other disciples, people that he's trained that do it, it's full.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to a class, I'm the youngest guy there. Seriously.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell Lisa or whoever your new director there. But yeah, you'll attract a crowd. Because what does everybody want to do at my age or older? Stay healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Stay out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I feel like it definitely helps with, I'm sure it helps with flexibility and mobility.
So just you ever heard
that of that range of motion?
Well, you ever heard of sonar therapy? Or light therapy.
Light therapy, yeah.
Or you heard about this? I forget what he called it. I saw it downtown here. And rolling, what does it all do? What does Tai Chi do? What does acupuncture do? What does all these other things do?
Just release the muscle, release the tension.
Create blood flow.
Mm.
When you create blood flow, you repair in tissue, because your tissue would never repair unless there's blood flow. That's all this stuff, that's all it does. But people, I've done all of it. And what I found is that everybody's body reacts to different kind of therapies. Mm-hmm. I've done it all. And I found rolling to be one of the best for me.
Yeah.
I would definitely try them all if you can afford it. But rolling is easy. You take a class, you learn it, two or three sessions, and you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
So I have hardwood floors. So I even bought a rug from Home Depot, big enough for me to sit on.
Yeah.
And I roll on that because I have hardwood floors. And I want
nice. Yeah.
You know, but I tell you, that'll be a class to look into.
Mm.
Okay. So who would ever thought you had?
Pickleball.
Akebono. You have Mahjong. What's the other one?
Hanafuda.
Oh, not Pepito yet. Or how about, what's the Hawaiian poker game? I used to play it when I was young. I got to ask my sisters. My sisters all know. I have three older sisters that kind of coordinate everything. Oh, what's that? Okay, guys, don't. I'll figure it out next show. What the Hawaiian poker game is. And what else?
We have Garden Club. I know all of our
Garden Club. Yes. I love vegetables. I'll get my wife to go over there.
Mm-hmm. And then we have bingo. Everyone loves bingo.
Yeah, bingo?
Yes.
That's for old guys.
We have Mililani has a large crowd. They have about 100 people every Monday Cummings play bingo. Leeward plays bingo on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yes. So I believe every branch plays
it
bingo.
It is fun. I got to admit, it is fun. Mm-hmm. I love to gamble, but not to lose money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like the biggest hit. And like I believe all of our branches, we give prizes to those who win. So, you know, come play. There might be a prize for you if you win.
So Kamiki has it too?
I believe so, yes. I think, I'm not sure which days. I don't know if it's Mondays or Wednesdays.
But you have a calendar on every one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I would check it out. And it's worth the cost. I tell you, you can find something to do every day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I see my friends are 5 days a week, I don't like to lift weights anymore. But I have the foam dumbbells in the water.
Uh-huh,
I love to do that.
Yep.
But I don't like the water because I really don't like the water per se because I don't like water getting in my ears.
Yeah.
So I don't put my head in the water. I swim like this.
Nice. I mean, at least you can.
I can't get water in my ear. I almost died when I was young, my mom said. Like I loved the water when I was young, so water getting in my ear. I got ear infection, so I'm probably almost died. Mm-hmm. So I don't like to put my head under the water. So I have goggles. Not this kind of goggle, racing goggle. I have the goggle. Very few people have a goggle and snorkel in the pool.
Yeah. I've seen a few.
Not a whole lot. Trust me. I look around like, you're looking at me like, oh. But I love swimming. But ladies, thank you so much. You guys educated me. And that's how I become the senior advocate here because I've learned so much. So guys, the YMCA, is it YMCA.org?
YMCAHonolulu.org.
Honolulu.org.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that Honolulu for all of Oahu, that's why?
Yes. All the branches, all the information, memberships, you can sign up online. Mm-hmm. Financial assistance, there's a calculator online. You can see if you qualify.
Financial assistance, Jenny.
Yeah.
Good job. I think it's really important. I'm trying to get people active and get outdoors. And if Medicare doesn't cover it, who cares? Right? You want to stay out of hospital, stay exercise? Mm-hmm. You got to go after younger. You put it part of like a retiree package. 15 over. If you're 15 over, you get a free. Have the company pay for those membership or 50-50. If the employee pay for half and the company pay for half.
That's one thing we offer for our corporate kidding? Memberships.
No, yeah. I was joking.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got it. Jenny and Sophia, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm glad I was able to make you laugh a little bit and hope you can get out there. Hopefully, one day you'll have your own office, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, YMCA of Honolulu. So, YMCAHonolulu.org.
Yes.
It's got all the services and all these pickleball. Fantastic. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And you guys have a great weekend on air here. And hope you're going to the farmer's market or going golfing or going shopping with your wife. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.